Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. This is Amy Sheriff. About an hour ago, I got a phone call about a delivery, and the phone call dropped. So I just wanted to double check and see
okay.
what that was about.
Okay. Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
618-910-1562.
618-910-1562.
Yes.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Okay. I had just gotten a message that it was supposed to be between 12 and 2, but I don't know if that's correct for tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll have more information once I locate your order, and I apologize for this delay.
No, it's fine.
And I thank you for your patience.
Okay.
And this order is for Amy Sheros at 209 yeah. Bryan Drive, Swansea, Illinois, 62226. Primary phone 618-910-1562 with an email of aes1313@att.net. Is this correct?
All is correct.
Okay, thank you. And I am showing that you're scheduled for install of the range and the dishwasher on tomorrow with the 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. time frame. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and send an email to the installation office to let them know that you have confirmed your time frame for 12 to 2.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Fine.
And I thank you for your patience. It really won't be too much longer
That's fine.
Now.
Well, 12 to 2 sounds a whole lot better than 12 to 8 p.m. like I originally got, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand that. It would definitely be a bummer to have to be trapped in your house for 8 hours. If you don't have any... If it was me, I wouldn't mind, but for you, you probably don't want to have to be stuck in your house for 8 hours. Like if it was me, I would just kick back and play video games or something and just watch YouTube or something.
I don't mind. I hate waiting for something to arrive. It's like, you know, when you've got that big of a span, you just don't know exactly when they're going to show up. You know?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. So then you have the element of surprise. But the good thing is the technicians provide a call ahead when they're on their way. So that at least allows you the opportunity to know, okay, so they're letting me know that they're going to be here in 30 minutes
That's
or
good.
20 minutes or whatever. So I know that in about the next 20 minutes, the person knocking on my door is going to be the guy that's here to do the work. And And they should absolutely provide you with a call ahead. If they don't provide you with a call ahead, then I just would like to sincerely apologize in advance. But they should provide that call ahead, and it's very important that they do, because maybe you do or maybe you don't have maybe like large dogs or something that you may keep in the house because they're like family members. But then, you know, if you're going to have these, you know, strangers come in your house to do this work, you need to be able to have time to put the dogs away, or maybe you're in your bathrobe and you need to get dressed, whatever the case may be, who knows, you never know.
Right.
You need to have some time to prepare rather than, you know, just having them pop up like, surprise, we're here to do the work.
Right.
And you're like, I wish you would have called me first because I really would have liked to have had a few minutes notice. So yeah, they should definitely give you a call ahead because they really do like to do that as a courtesy. And then also it helps them to know that when they travel from wherever they're at to your location, it could be a distance, and they want to make sure that there's going to be somebody there, you know, before
right.
they get there. So, and then it's also
yeah.
like a courtesy requirement.
Yeah.
But okay, everything is squared away, and you
okay.
can expect the installers tomorrow with the 12 to 2 time frame. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, this is wonderful. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. It was my pleasure. I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. Again, it was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.